Erie County welcomed medical, mental health, and substance abuse providers to its Fire Training Academy, where classroom and workshop sessions were held for what was referred to as cultural competency.
We see a lot of health disparities with many minority populations, and Native Americans are included in that.
Dr. Gail Burstein, Erie County Health Commissioner, says data shows higher rates of addiction and other health concerns.
Like HIV and sexually transmitted infections and diabetes and, you know, all the health problems that we struggle with as a county are seen at higher rates among our Native population.
Pete Hill is a citizen of the Cayuga Nation and member of the Herring Clan and directs a project called All Our Reasons through Native American Community Services. He spoke of a lack of cultural understanding.
Some people only know they can go to the reserve and get tax-free cigarettes, gas, and a casino here or there, but there's so much more to our culture and our communities, but also most people live off nation territory, so here in the city of Buffalo, Niagara Falls, Rochester, and throughout, most people are off territory.
To Hill, the more important question is not what is happening in terms of substance abuse or health problems, but why they are happening. He traces some of the problems to what he describes as historic traumas to the Native American community. There are plenty of examples, from being forced off lands to environmental destruction of sacred lands to death and disease, even how they're portrayed in Western films and caricatures in sports logos.
There is an amount of distrust of government from Indigenous people and perspectives. So this training that we're doing today is helping people understand why there is that mistrust and how we can overcome that to create those connections and build those bridges between Native and non-Native communities. That's the whole purpose of these trainings that we're doing.
Hill says each nation has its different agreements and understandings, but they generally do have good relationships with first response agencies. Still, when an emergency rises on sovereign soil, Commissioner Burstein recognizes that crews responding to an emergency scene must recognize they are on different soil and face different cultures.
You know, we all have the same goal of to save lives and prevent overdoses, but it's just figuring out, you know, how to get there for people to be respectful and adhere to cultural practices and so not to accidentally offend anybody.
Native American Community Services has offices in Buffalo, Niagara Falls, and Lockport, and further explains its All Our Relations project on its website, which can be found at nacswny.org. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.